Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Horios, Daf Yud, the beginning of the third parak, Kohen Mashiach. The Zichu Maseches Horios program has been generously sponsored by the Berger family, who is Zecher Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem, and his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins, Kohen Mashiach Shechata Va'achachach Avram Mivshichuso, regarding a Kohen Mashiach who sinned and then left his position of anointment, for example, he developed a mum, or a Nasi who sinned and then left his position, for example, he became a Matzora, each still brings his unique carbon since they were in their position when they sinned. If they sinned after leaving their positions, the Kohen Mashiach still brings a par, but the Nasi brings an ordinary chatas like a hedyot. A pasuk about the Kohen Mashiach says, "V'hi kriv al chataso, he shall offer for his sin." Melamed shemevi chataso m'sha'avar. This teaches that he brings his chatas even for sinning after he left his position. A pasuk about the nasi says, "Asher nasi yachata," when a ruler will sin, teaching that he only brings his unique chatas if he sins while he's a nasi. The next Mishnah states, "Chatu ad shelismanu va'achuchach nismanu," if they sin before being appointed Kohen Mashiach or Nasi, and then they were appointed Hari Eil Kehadyotos. They are considered like commoners and bring ordinary chatos. Rabbi Shimon says that if they only became aware of their sin after being appointed, they are paters since their status changed between the sin and awareness. Point number two, a braisa darshans the pasuk Asher Nasi Yachata. When a ruler will sin, he shall bring his offering. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says the word Asher hints fortunate is the generation whose ruler brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. If even its ruler, who is not inclined to humility, brings a carbon, is it necessary to say what a commoner will do? And if the nasi makes sure to bring a carbon for his unintentional sins, is it necessary to say what he'll do for his intentional sin? He will certainly make sure to do tshuva. Although the word asher is not darshan this way elsewhere, the Torah here changed from its expression in the nearby sections where the word im, if, is used to use the word asherah. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Barachana quoted Rabbi Yochanan discussing the pasuk, ki yasharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bam u'poshim yikashu bam. Because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them. He said an example of this would be two people eating a korban pesach where one ate for the mitzvah and the other ate gluttonously after being full. The first personifies the righteous walking, and the second, the wicked stumbling. Rish Lakish objected that although the gluttonous eater did not perform the mitzvah in the best way, he did do it and cannot be called wicked. Instead, it can refer to two people whose respective wives and sisters were with them, where one had relations with his wife and the other with his sister. The Gemara rejects this as well, because the pasuk is describing a single path that can be followed righteously or wickedly, and this case is like two paths. Rather, it refers to Lot and his daughters, Hen Shiniskavnu Hashem Mitzvah Tzadikim Yalchubam. They, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. Hu Shiniskavnu Hashem Avera Uposhim Yikashubam. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. The Gemara proceeds to prove Lot's sinful intent. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the third parak begins, Kohen Mashiach Shechata V'Achachach Avar Mishichuso, regarding a Kohen Mashiach who sinned and then left his position of anointment, for example, he developed a mum, or a Nasi who sinned and then left his position, for example, he became a Matzora, each still brings his unique carbon since they were in their position when they sinned. If they sinned after leaving their positions, the Kohen Mashiach still brings a par, but the Nasi brings an ordinary chatas like a hedyot. A pasuk about the Kohen Mashiach says, "V'hi kriv al chataso, he shall offer for his sin." Melamed shemevi chataso m'sha'avar. This teaches that he brings his chatas even for sinning after he left his position. A pasuk about the nasi says, "Asher nasi yachata," when a ruler will sin, teaching that he only brings his unique chatas if he sins while he's a nasi. The next Mishnah states, "Chatu ad shelismanu va'achuchach nismanu," if they sin before being appointed Kohen Mashiach or Nasi, and then they were appointed Hari Eil Kehadyotos. They are considered like commoners and bring ordinary chatos. Rabbi Shimon says that if they only became aware of their sin after being appointed, they are paters since their status changed between the sin and awareness. Point number two, a braisa darshans the pasuk Asher Nasi Yachata. When a ruler will sin, he shall bring his offering. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says the word Asher hints fortunate is the generation whose ruler brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. If even its ruler, who is not inclined to humility, brings a carbon, is it necessary to say what a commoner will do? Vimal Shikoko so may be carbon, and if the Nasi makes sure to bring a carbon for his unintentional sins, Sarak Atalomar Mahu Zidono, is it necessary to say what he'll do for his intentional sin? He will certainly make sure to do tshuva. Although the word asher is not darshan this way elsewhere, the Torah here changed from its expression in the nearby sections where the word im, if, is used to use the word ashrei. And point number 3, Rabbi Bar Barachana quoted Rabbi Yochanan discussing the pasuk, ki yasharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bam u'poshim yikashu bam. Because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them. He said an example of this would be two people eating a korban pesach, where one ate for the mitzvah and the other ate gluttonously after being full. The first personifies the righteous walking, and the second, the wicked stumbling. Rish Lakish objected that although the gluttonous eater did not perform the mitzvah in the best way, he did do it and cannot be called wicked. Instead, it can refer to two people whose respective wives and sisters were with them, where one had relations with his wife and the other with his sister. The Gemara rejects this as well, because the pasuk is describing a single path that can be followed righteously or wickedly, and this case is like two paths. Rather, it refers to Lot and his daughters, Hen Shiniskavni Lushem Mitzvah Tzadikim Yelchubam. They, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. Hu Shiniskavni Lushem Avera Uposhim Yekashubam. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. The Gemara proceeds to prove Lot's sinful intent. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, who privileged to have the former king join them, who was on his way to bring his carbon for sinning while he ruled, listen attentively to the rabbi proclaim, fortune is a generation whose Nasi brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. As he pointed at a straight path outside the shul, where a man stumbled while his two daughters walked. Once again, slow motion. The minion of Yidden, that must be more enough, Yud. The minion of Yidden privileged to have the former king join them, who was on his way to bring his carbon for sinning, while he ruled, which reminds us the third parak begins, Kol Mashiach Shechata V'Achachach Avar Mashichuso, regarding a Kol Mashiach who sinned and then left his position of anointment, for example, he developed a mum, or a Nasi who sinned and then left his position, for example, he became a Matzora, each still brings his unique carbon since they were in their position when they sinned. If they sinned after leaving their positions, the Kol Mashiach still brings a par, but the Nasi brings an ordinary chatas, like a head yod. So the minion of Yidden privileged to have the former king join them, who was on his way to bring his carbon for sinning while he ruled, listened attentively to the rabbi proclaim, fortune is a generation whose Nasi brings a carbon for his unintentional sin, which reminds us of Brisa Darshan's the Pasuk, Asher Nasi Yechata, when a ruler will sin, he shall bring his offering. Yochum and Zakkai says the word Asher hints, Ashri Adorsha Nasi Shalom Mevi Carbon Ashkel Gaso. Fortunate is the generation whose ruler brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. If even its ruler, who's not inclined to humility, brings a carbon, is it necessary to say what a commoner will do? And if the Nasi makes sure to bring a carbon for his unintentional sins, is it necessary to say what he'll do for his intentional sin? He'll certainly make sure to do tshuva. So the minion of Yidden privileged to have the former king join them, who was on his way to bring his carbon for sinning, while he ruled, listened attentively to the rabbi proclaim, fortune is a generation whose Nasi brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. As he pointed at a straight path outside the shul, where a man stumbled while his two daughters walked. Which reminds the Gemara brings the pasuk, ki yasharim darchei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu bam u'poshim yikashu bam. Because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them. The Gemara clarifies it refers to Lot and his daughters, they, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. But Lot, who intended for a sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. The Gemara proceeds to prove Lot's sinful intent. So once again, the minion of Yidden privileged to have the former king join them, who was on his way to bring his carbon for sinning. While he ruled, listen attentively to the rabbi proclaim, fortune is a generation whose Nasi brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. As he pointed at a straight path outside the shul where a man stumbled while his two daughters walked. All right, so now it's time for our four blabat chazara. Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords. Swords? That must be more on dav vav. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein Misa Bet Zibor, when they brought Karbanos to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, which reminds us, when Klal Yisrael returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they brought Karbanos to atone for the idolatry of Sidkiyahu's generation. The Gemara asks that the original sinners died, and a chattas whose owner dies is disqualified. Rav Papa answers that the law condemning such a chattas only applies to an individually owned chattas, but not to a tzibur. Lefish ein misa, but tzibur, because there's no death for the congregation. So the returning from exile were lifting their swords and proclaiming ein misa but tzibur when they brought Karbanos to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chattas that belonged to him and his partner who was killed by a sword, which reminds us, Abai says that Rabbi Shimon holds chattas shutafim ein mesa. A chattas of partners is not left to die when one of the owners dies, but remains a valid carbon. Thus, if a judge of Beis Din dies, the Beis Din still brings a parlam davar. So the returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein Misa Betzibor, when they brought Karbanos to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chattas that belonged to him and his partner, who was killed by a sword, and the Kohen Mashiach was bringing a bull for mistakenly ruling and acting on it. Which reminds us, the second parak begins, Hora Kohen Mashiach Atzmo Shogeg Va'asa Shogeg. If the anointed Kohen ruled incorrectly for himself unintentionally and acted on his ruling unintentionally, maybe par, he brings a bull as a chattas. If either the ruling or transgression was intentional, he does not bring a carbon, Sharas Kohen Mashiach Atzmo Karas Beis Din Letzibur, because the Kohen Mashiach's ruling for himself is like Beis Din's ruling for the community and requires an unintentional ruling and transgression to obligate a carbon. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards. Armed guards? That must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards to protect the par of the Tzibur that he was participating in because he ruled and acted with them. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hora bifnei atzmo ba'asa bifnei atzmo. If the Kohen Mashiach ruled on his own and acted on his own, independent of Beis Din's ruling, miskaper lo bifnei atzmo. He is atoned for on his own, requiring his own carbon. Hori matzibor ba'asa imatzibor. However, if he ruled with the community, meaning Beis Din, and acted with the community, miskaper lo imatzibor. He is atoned for with the community, with their parlam davar, and does not bring his own carbon. So the Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards to protect the par of the Tzibur that he was participating in because he ruled and acted with them, and to watch his own par when he ruled differently than the Beis Din and acted on his own, which reminds the Gemara discusses when the Kohen Mashiach's ruling is considered la'atzmo, independent from Beis Din, so that he brings his own carbon. And it asks, if rulings permitting different types of chalev, taught in different psukim, or rulings permitting dam and chalev, respectively, are considered different prohibitions for this halacha. So the Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards to protect the part of the Tzibur that he was participating in because he ruled and acted with them, and to watch his own part when he ruled differently than the Beis Din and acted on his own, while he went to pick a seirah to bring for his Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg that was done without a ruling. Which reminds us, the Kohen Mashiach brings a seirah for Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg that was done without a ruling like a commoner, and not a part of a seir like a Tzibur. Daf Ches, so the Simur Daf Ches is a challah. So here goes. The Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah, that must be on daf ches. The Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezit v'chatas b'shogeg. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein Beis Din chayavin ad shior b'davar shezidon karas u'shkalkas u'chatas. Beis Din is not chayv to bring a parlam davar unless they rule to permit something whose intentional transgression incurs karas and its unintentional transgression obligates a chatas, but not an aver which obligates an ashem vadai. The same applies to the par of a kol Mashiach. So the Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg, but not for paskening incorrectly that a certain type of tummy person can enter the mikdash, since one is chayv and olav yored and not a chatas kavua. Which reminds us, there's no parlam davar or ashem tali for averos which obligate a carbon olav yored and not a chatas kavua. So the Beis Din, who is bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg, but not for paskening incorrectly that a certain type of tami person can enter the mikdash, since one is chayv and olav yored and not a chatas kavua, cross paths with the nasi bringing a carbon olav the yored. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the cases of carbon olav yored, repeating that a Beis Din does not bring a parlam davar for such averos. Rabbi Yossi Galili adds, v'hanasi ki yotzi behem. them. And the Nasi is like them and does not bring any carbon for these transgressions. Rabbi Akiva says a Nasi is chayv a carbon for such averos, except for Shmias Kol, witnesses who falsely swear not to know testimony, because a melech cannot judge or be judged, and he can't testify or be testified against. Since he can't testify, he's not chayv for swearing not to know testimony. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. As tea was served tea, that must be one Daf Tes, teapot. As tea was served for the always wealthy king who was putter from an ol of a yored, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Agui exempts a nasi and kol mashiach from a carbon ol of a yored because it only applies to one who can come to wealth or poverty, and the nasi mashiach cannot come to poverty. Regarding a nasi, the pasuk says, ba'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem el kav, if the nasi shall sin and transgress any one of the commandments of Hashem, his God, which refers to Misha Ingla al Gabav el Hashem al Kav, one who has no one over him but Hashem is God, meaning the king who is always wealthy. So as tea was served for the always wealthy king who was putter from an olav yored, as well as for the Kohen Mashiach who thought he was putter too, since the only mincha he brings is a minchas chavitin, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva obligated a nasi in a carbon olav yored. In a braisa, he says, Mashiach patim a kohen, an anointed kohen, is exempt from all the obligations of a carbon olav yored. Rav explains that the pasuk about the kohen gadol's daily minchas chavitin, which is a tenth of an eifah of flour, says, ze carbon aharon uvanav. This is the carbon of Aharon and his sons, which teaches, Zoba chavua, this mincha, is an obligation for him. The ein acheres ba chavua, but no other such offering is an obligation for him. Thus, he's excluded from the poorest person's form of a carbon olav yored, which is a tenth eifa, a flour. So as tea was served for the always wealthy king who was putter from an olav yored, as well as for the kohen Mashiach who thought he was putter too, since the only mincha he brings is a minchas chavitin, a rabbi entered the royal tea room to inform the kohen Mashiach that he's only putter in a case of Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that although Beis Din does not bring a carbon for the three sins, which obligate a carbon over Yored, but a Nasi and Kol Mashiach are chayv, except that a Kol Mashiach is exempt from the carbon of Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have machlokas if a Nasi brings a carbon over Yored? That's on daf? Ches. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn in the coin of Yehuda that if seven Shvatim sin, they bring seven Parim, and the other Shvatim who didn't sin also bring Parim based on the concept of Grera, dragging? That's on daf? Hey, good. Number three. Which daf do we learn the Rabbi Shimon is Mechayev a Kol Mashiach for an olav yored except for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav? That's on daf? Tess. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk Tzadik Nyelchu Bam Uposhim Yikashu Bam refers to Lot and his daughters? That's on daf? Yud. Good. Number five. Which daf does Gemara bring sources that the Nasi and Kol Mashiach cannot come to poverty and therefore are not high for a carbon olav yored? That's on daf? Tes. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that the Kol Mashiach brings a Seira for a Avodah Zorah B'Shog that was done without a Hara? That's on daf? Zion. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn? Ashri Adorsha Nasi Shalo may be carbon Ashkoga, so fortunate is the generation whose ruler brings a carbon for his unintentional sin. That's on daf? Yud. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we discuss when the Kohen Mashiach's ruling is considered La'atzmo, independent of Beis Din? That's on daf? Zion. Good. Number nine. Which daf to discuss what the din is if a Kohen Mashiach or a Nasi sinned and then left their positions, or they sinned before assuming their positions? That's on daf? Yud. Good. Number 10. Which daf to be learned that a Parolam Davar and a Par Kohen Mashiach are only for an Avera, which incurs Karas B'mezin and Chattas B'shogeg? That's on daf? Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.